Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here, not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and today our guest is a Mr. Bill Hendon, and we're going to be talking about a book entitled An Enormous Crime. And, of course, this is one of my favorite subjects, that the men we left behind in Vietnam, we abandoned. And of course, how could you conceal from the American people that we abandoned at least 600 men in Vietnam and probably 1,000 in Cambodia, in Laos? How would you keep that from the American people? Well, very simply, you simply control the media. And if you control the media, you control access to information, and then you mark everything top secret so nobody can figure out what's going on. But our guest today has done a lot of work and research and gotten in the National Archives, so I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about what he's found. Mr. Hendon, thank you so very much for being with us.
Doctor, it's a pleasure to be with you. It's an honor to be with you, sir. I've heard so much about you, but I've not been on your show before back when I was in Congress or since, but it's a great honor to be here. And you mentioned in the intro there that these were not the opinions of the station or the management or anybody. I'll tell you whose opinions these are. They're the opinions, and I'm honored to speak for them just briefly, of some 600-700 American, brave American prisoners of war who were abandoned in Southeast Asia, as you said, and whose plight reached America in the late 70s, early 80s, throughout the 80s, throughout the 90s, and even into this century by eyewitnesses, the boat people and other people, Doctor, and also by defectors and spies, and perhaps most importantly, by our spy satellites going over the communist-held areas and picking up the names of our men, our missing men, the names in rice paddies and along trails and their secret escape and evasion codes and their secret four-digit authenticators known only to them and their superiors back at their base. This is like a PIN number at the bank, a four-digit authenticator these men were given. Oh, the messages these men have sent, and I'm honored, though incapable and unworthy, of speaking for them. I'm honored to speak just for a short while on your show about what they have said and what they have endured since they were abandoned by Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon, unfortunately, in 1973, sir.
Betrayed. I would call it betrayed. They really were betrayed. And, of course, in many respects, they've been betrayed by a lot of good Americans who are just so busy living the good life. They can't take the time to really do the research that you have. Now, you got a lot of your information from actually government files. Now, those have been declassified. How did you get your hands on them? Because my understanding is they've done everything they could to suppress the information. After all, we couldn't have people disillusioned with Henry Kissinger and the people he represents.
He's
one of the ruling elite.
Well, there's some pretty good people who did some pretty bad things here in Washington to these men. Some of them aren't pretty good people, but some of them are. And the reason they did it, in my opinion, their motive was, they think, patriotic. I can't go that far, but they didn't want another hostage crisis.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, or I guess is Mr. former Congressman Hendon, and is it Herndon or Hendon?
It's Hendon, sir.
Okay, fine. And he served two terms in the United States Congress, but he's, along with our other friend John LeBoutier, has been really dedicated to getting the truth about the betrayal of our boys. Now, this has been very well covered up. Certainly, I've had the opportunity to be on the fringe of this, seeing how books have been called back, suppressed, shredded accidentally. How do you accidentally shred, 5,000 copies of the book? kiss the boys goodbye just accidentally. You don't do this sort of thing other than you want to suppress the information from the American people. Well,
thank God our publisher, St. Martin's Press, and our publisher, Tom Dunn, didn't want to suppress it because this book, and Doctor, I'm not here to sell books. I'm here to speak for these men and try to get them home. But this book, I think, is really quite remarkable. It took us 10 years to write it, and it shows beyond any doubt that Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon promised the North Vietnamese at the war's end in 1973 that they would pay them $4.75 billion to rebuild North Vietnam if North Vietnam would quit fighting and give us our prisoners back. And the North Vietnamese quit fighting and gave us half the prisoners back and said, "Where's our money?" And Watergate, at the exact same time, came crashing down on President Nixon. He was just completely embroiled in all that. So was Kissinger. And though they had both said publicly, "We're going to pay this money to the North Vietnamese," they could not. They were destroyed by Watergate, and the money was never paid, and the prisoners, the other half of them, have never been released.
Yeah, but if they lied to the American people and they denied the fact that they left any, that
of course, they had to, because if they're not going to pay for them, they've got them a hostage crisis of a significant order. And this went on throughout the 70s, Doctor, until Ronald Reagan, God bless him, he was the best friend these prisoners ever had. And he and LeBoutelier and I and Bob Dornan and David Dreyer and Duncan Hunter, a bunch of hellraisers, if you will, from out there on the West Coast, got elected with Reagan. And when we found out the prisoners were still there, Ronald Reagan and all of us, we got together and fought hard to get them home. And when Reagan was faced with another hostage crisis, if you will, when word got out what we were doing, all of his little advisors ran around and said, "Oh, Mr. President, you got elected because of the hostage crisis, Jimmy Carter and Iran. We can't have another one. We've got to write these men off." Well, Reagan fought him hard. We all fought him hard, but they won. And that's where the chant from the back of the, from the back bench of the House of Representatives would start, "Let Reagan be Reagan." You may remember those years, Doctor.
Sure.
His heart was huge. He was a great man, and he wanted these guys out. But the people around him ruined every effort that we tried.
How about Ed Meese? Where does he stand?
Ed Meese is as fine a guy as I have ever met. That ought to tell you where he stands. He is as decent and fine as the day is long. I got nothing but respect. I hope that's obvious for General Meese. He is the best.
Well, certainly they should have stood up and they should have done what was right.
You can't, well, they did.
Those men's lives were at stake.
Ed Meese helped us with this stuff. But there was a group, and they were in the shadows, and they kept the truth from the president. We show that in the book very conclusively, Doctor. Again, I hate to refer to the book, but oh my goodness, Ronald Reagan, he was the best. And Ed Meese wasn't far behind him, I'll tell you that. That's my opinion, at least, and it may not be anybody else's, but it sure is mine.
All right, fine. Well, now, what proof do we have that those boys were left behind? Certainly we have the things that were left there, but how can we find that out? You know, there were the symbols left on the ground, the numbers left on the ground, the markers left on the ground.
Yes.
I mean, certainly this information has been concealed from the American people.
It was, sir. And we, all of the congressmen that I mentioned earlier, we would just raise almighty sand about it to try to get the government to declassify it. And they never would until a very courageous U.S. senator named Bob Smith, from, not the Bob Smith from up in Oregon, he's a great guy also. This one's from New Hampshire. Bob Smith, he's now left the Senate. But he put legislation in to create a Senate Select Committee to look at this thing once and for all. And honestly, and Smith got the only good thing that came out of it, because John Kerry and John McCain stopped every effort Smith and me and all the others did to try to save these men. But Bob Smith did get the intelligence declassified. It went to the archives. We then went to the archives, Beth Stewart, my co-author, a bunch of my friends. We went there. We copied the intelligence from the archives, the declassified stuff. And, Doctor, we took it over to Vietnam. I've been over there 33 times, sir, not just to Vietnam, but to Southeast Asia, and been through a lot of prisons. And you take those intelligence reports, eyewitness accounts, and everything is exactly like the person said, except the Americans have been moved. Well, of course they've been moved. The North Vietnamese won't let me go into the prison if the Americans are there. But, oh my, how do we know? That's how we know. Eyewitnesses on top of eyewitnesses telling the same thing at the same prison. Americans in desperate straits. And, dear Lord, we've got to get these men home. This isn't, Doctor, this is not a history book. This is a current events book. These men are still alive. We can still rescue them. And we have a plan to do it that we discuss in the book.
No, but what we're really going to have to do is pay the money. Of course, we could have got them out when the Vietnamese were desperate for recognition and for trade for the United States and to get that most favored trade status.
Well, sir,
and
they've been asking
we
for reparations
absolutely
to rebuild their country.
To use
that money
leverage
that Kissinger and Nixon promised them. I didn't promise it to them, sir, and you didn't promise it to them. Nixon and Kissinger promised it. It's in the Paris Accords. It's in a secret letter to Nixon, which we have in the, from Nixon, which we have in the book. It was a firm, treaty-backed commitment by the U.S., and we never paid it, and they never forgot it. And they've been asking for that money all the way up into this century, and still are. And we say to President George W. Bush, who's a good man with a tough, tough road to hoe right now in Iraq, He's got his plate full. We know he has. But these men deserve to be saved. And we call on President Bush to appoint the highest level, most powerful commission that's ever been. We discuss it in the book. And tell them to go and negotiate until they get the prisoners. And don't come home, gentlemen, until you got them. It can be solved, Doctor.
Well, I'm sure it could be if there was the will to do it.
Well, the president, I'm certain, a fine man that he is, I'm certain he's got the will. And I'll tell you how he knows about it now. His advisors have kept everything from him except there was a big rally here in town. It's called Rolling Thunder. All the Vietnam vets come with their bikes, and all the bikes have got flags for the POWs. They come every Memorial Day. The leadership of Rolling Thunder, 12 men, went to the White House this past Sunday and handed this book to the President of the United States. And he said he would read it, and I am confident he will. And if he reads it, knowing him to be the fine man that I believe he is, I believe he'll appoint this commission and tell the Vietnamese and Lao, look, I'm sending these guys over here, and this is serious. The American people are behind them. I'm behind them. We want our men back. We're willing to negotiate now after denying this for 30 years. Let's do the deal.
Well, I am. Let's hope and pray that you're
right. I pray, sir.
But I never forget when maybe Saturday or Sunday was the men were rolling into town on their motorcycles, and you could see in the distance the American flag and then the black flag.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, the commentator said, oh, yes, they're coming here to celebrate, you know, the veterans and the missing in action.
Yes,
not
sir.
One word about POWs.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what,
myself,
a lot of words about POWs
really
and a lot
script.
Of messages from the POWs themselves in this book, and it's in President George Bush's hands, and thank God it is.
Right. Well, what can you give us examples of some of the things that you found there in the archives that they were doing everything they could to suppress? Because I have no question that they were there. They were abandoned.
Well, there are hundreds and hundreds of eyewitness accounts of these boat people. And these are look at your boat people community in California, all right? These are not a bunch of thugs. So these Vietnamese are upstanding now American citizens. They were allies of ours, the Army of the Republic of South Vietnam. Some of them perhaps are listening, and they lost their country because of Watergate, and we lost our men. Temporarily, we pray, because of Watergate, and they brought in those rickety boats hundreds and hundreds of accounts of seeing America and the description, the way that the Americans would see them and holler out, tell the world we're here. Tell the world about us if you ever get out of this hell hole alive. Please tell the UN we're still held captive. Please tell the U.S. government we're in desperate straits. We need food. It's just heart-wrenching. And for the first time ever, through the declassified material, it's told. And it's down at the bookstore right now. And again, I'm not trying to sell books, but if you want to know how our men were abandoned and what they have endured to this day, go to the library and get the book. They'll have it.
We're going to carry it through our ministry. I think it sounds like such an important book, and St. Martin's Press usually does such a good job with it. How much does it go for retail?
Amazon's got it on there for about $18 and something. I don't know about the bookstore, sir.
Okay.
But Amazon.com, I think it's about $19 plus shipping.
All right. Well, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Bill Hinton, and of course we'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But you know, the tragedy is that there are still the groups that are trying to do something about it, but most have been forgotten. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And there's nothing grand about it, but the most accurate total of men left behind is in the 700 range. That's based not on my opinion or anybody else's. It's based on some of the most solid intelligence that this government's ever seen. So, and we knew it. Here's the bad part about it. Henry Kissinger and his team and the rest of those guys operating this thing in 1973 in the spring, first 6 months, they knew that they left 700, 600 guys. I mean, they knew it at the time. And some say, well, because of Watergate crashing down as it did, they had to leave them. You don't have to leave 700 brave Americans in jungle prisons. There's some way to come back later after Watergate calms down and do the right thing. And tragically, in spite of, again, Dornan and Dreyer and Duncan Hunter, who's running for president now, and I'm not here to talk politics, but he'd be a heck of a good president. And Dana Rohrabacher, my friend from down the way, he came in later, and he's led the fight for these men. California guys have been strong. Too bad several of them are gone, and way too bad that Ronald Reagan's gone. But, you know, goodness gracious, until Reagan got to town, nothing happened, and then after the bureaucracy stepped in and circled wagons around Reagan and wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do about these men, they've kept it covered up pretty well all the way to now. And that's several presidents and two very powerful U.S. senators, John Kerry from Massachusetts, who ran that the investigation on the Senate side back in 91 and 2, and John McCain from Arizona. Now, McCain is running for president. He wants to be my commander-in-chief, commander-in-chief of these men that he actively worked hard to leave behind in 1991 and 2. It's beyond belief, and I don't know. It's a real mess. But what? George Bush Jr., he can pull this deal off if he'll if once and for all he won't listen to his advisors. He'll listen to his heart, which is good, and do the right thing and get these men home. What men? The men we're talking about in that book that the veterans gave him this past Sunday.
Well, now what about McCain? Why is McCain so intent upon betraying his fellow prisoners?
Doctor, I don't know. There could be 500 reasons, but I don't know what they are. All I know is that he and John Kerry had the greatest opportunity to do the right thing that ever came along in a politician's career, in his lifetime, in a country's lifetime. We had the opportunity to say, look, we made a bad mistake in 1973. We're a proud country. We got guts, but also we got a lot of money. And let's go over there and sit down with these people and see if we can negotiate a settlement. Instead of doing that, McCain and Kerry just poo-pawed every one of these reports. There's a satellite image that we have reproduced on the cover of this book. And if your reader pulls up Amazon.com website, just go to An Enormous Crime, the book. And don't leave the radio, but do it on your computer while you're listening. And there on the cover is a satellite image taken in 1988 of some letters and a special code in a rice paddy in northern Laos. And there's only one thing that those letters and that code can mean. And the experts here in Washington know it and testify to it. And that is, it's a signal from the ground to the satellite by U.S. pilots that says, we're alive, please get us out of here. And the symbols and the messages to the satellites continued up until 1992, the last one I know about. I guess the other ones are still classified. But there was a guy who put his name down in the prison yard, and the satellites picked it up on June 5, 1992, and right there on the ground was his name, and he's a missing air crewman. And all kind of other codes in the field, secret four-digit authenticators, escape and evasion codes, and in the same picture with the field, with the messages, is a prison that we know more about than... then you'd believe from the intelligence that's come out of there. American prisoners held there after the war repeatedly. And then in 1992, this guy has got the guts to go out and put his name down, and the satellite picks it up, and Kerry and McCain say, oh, that's just shadows on the ground. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how anybody could do that. I don't know why anyone would do that. But they did it. And we tell all about it in the book, and I'll tell you how I know.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
This is Dr. Stan, our special guest, Mr. Hendon, and we're talking about his book, An Enormous Crime. And do you have a website? Do you have anything you'd like to get out on your own at this time?
Thank you. I'd like to apologize for talking so long earlier. I just want to say briefly that I was an intelligence investigator assigned to the committee that Kerry and McCain headed. And so I worked the intelligence full-time, and that's where I learned, plus my congressional service, plus I worked in the Pentagon back in the early 80s on this issue, and that's where I learned about this, and that's why it bothers me as much as it does. Our website will be completed shortly. It's temporary right now. It's www.enormouscrime.com, and there's a lot of information on there, but not the really good stuff, and that is the intelligence that we discuss in the book. The actual documents from the National Archives are in the process of being scanned and posted to the website. By probably Friday, we will have a portion of those documents up, probably the most devastating portion of the website. It's about how they covered it up. And people say, well, how could you do this? Or how did they take these good reports and say that they were just nothing? And what we've done is a very detailed analysis, and we're going to make it available to the public for free. It's 106 pages long. It's a kind of a mini book, and then about 600 supporting documents, 200 and something footnotes. I think the readers who are interested in intelligence and in how the U.S. government went about covering up the fate of these men, not just by keeping it secret, but by the way they manipulated the intelligence, that'll be up by Friday, and I invite people to go, and I hope and trust they'll find it Interesting. Sickening, but interesting.
Well, have you ever had a chance to talk to either Kerry or McCain about this?
Oh, yes. When I worked for Senator Smith, I was an intelligence investigator assigned to this committee. And I briefed Senator Kerry and Senator McCain personally on the intelligence. I and other intelligence investigators would brief the senators periodically, and I was a part of that. And their reaction to it was, well, it took me 10 years, Beth Stewart, my co-author, and I, 10 years to write the book, and I regret that it took so long, because this is 2007, the committee was finished in 1993. That's 14 years.
Right.
But it just took a long time to do it right, and I know we have done it right, and I trust the readers will find it to be compelling. And I hope they will ask this question, just as you did. How could anybody in America, in a position of power, in a position to rescue, save, get these men home with their families, back to their country, how could anyone do to the intelligence what McCain, Kerry, and the people at the Defense Intelligence Agency have done to it? And as I say, you say, well, Billy, I don't believe you. And I'll say, okay, come Friday, go to www.enormouscrime.com and click on the cover-up part, and you'll see line by line, hour by hour, word by word, how they did it. And I don't think you'll like what you see.
Well, certainly I knew Senator Smith had the utmost confidence in him. He was a man of integrity, which is why the Bush administration got rid of him.
How'd you know that, Doctor? I'm not talking about the integrity part. How'd you know the Bushes got rid of him? Because they sure did.
Well, what they did was they supported somebody who went in to run against him in the primary.
Of course.
Now, you're not supposed
to.
And
you know why?
Right,
because
sure.
Smith stood up for these prisoners,
sure.
And George Bush Sr. Didn't want to and didn't like people who did.
Right.
Well, what a shame.
Sure. They certainly did, and I'm sure it broke Bob Smith's heart, because he was a really good guy, really cared for him.
He's tough, he can handle it. Same thing happened to me in 1986 when I was in Congress. I'm tough, I can handle it. I just want people to read what these men have endured and kind of get behind, not my effort, but an effort to get President Bush, his son, to get these men home. They can be home. They can be home. I'm not sure they can be home by July the 4th for the celebration, but they can be home by Veterans Day. And you know something? Wouldn't it be something having those guys go to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial on Veterans Day, maybe with a walker or in a wheelchair or maybe proudly walking on their own, and walk down there and put his hand on his name? Dear Lord. Let's do it, Mr. President.
Well, now, as far as Bob Smith is concerned, was he actually a member of that committee?
He was the vice chairman of the committee and supposed to be the number two guy on the committee. But McCain, because he was a former POW, had more support on the committee on the Republican side and on the Democrat side than Smith did. There were only two guys on that committee who worked hard, diligently, to get these men home. Chuck Grassley and Bob Smith. The rest of them went with Kerry and McCain and said, hey, this is too bad for America. We can't have another hostage crisis. We've got to take this intelligence and manipulate it and destroy it and poo-paw it and make fun of it and make light of it and so that we don't have us a hostage crisis. And that's what they did. And they outvoted Smith and Grassley. We've got a chapter in the book, Doctor. It's about 80 pages long that tells the backstory, as you mentioned at the head of the broadcast, what really went on behind the scenes. And it's I wouldn't say troubling would even begin to describe it.
Well, I thought that Kerry and McCain tried to destroy a lot of that evidence, you know, that they wanted to destroy it so nobody would ever find out what really happened. How were you able to preserve it and prevent them from destroying it?
Well, Kerry tried to shred an intelligence finding that we the investigators came up with based on a huge amount of intelligence and based on a briefing that we gave the committee. And Kerry shredded the whole document. And the document said, the bottom line was, large numbers of American prisoners remained alive through 1989, and this was in 1991. Some of the intelligence was still being worked, but we were sure they were still alive at the time the committee was on there. And Kerry gathered it all up and had it all shredded, but enough of it survived to where what's in the archives and what's in the Library of Congress, the reason it's been there and it has been more or less overlooked for the last 10 years is because nobody, unless you're intimately involved in this prison system and the intelligence and all that over there, and have been there as much as, frankly, as I have, and Beth Stewart's been over there a number of times herself, you don't understand these various names and places and all that. And it just didn't seem to, nobody could make any sense of it from any newspaper or anybody writing a book. And when I saw that was happening, I said, Billy, you've got to do this. You've got to write this book because you're the only one outside the people in the Pentagon who are covering it up who really knows what it means. And I'm not bragging. I'm just stating I had an obligation to do this, Doctor, and I did it.
Well, certainly there were some people in the Defense Intelligence Agency who knew what was going on or were good people, and they were blocked at every turn.
Well, the best guys, we talk about them in the book. There were two guys. Lieutenant General Eugene Tye, he was head of the DIA up in, when I first got to Congress. He was the best guy I ever met over there. And he had a deputy, his equal, a fellow named Rear Admiral Jerry Tuttle. And Jerry Tuttle made Vice Admiral later, and then he retired. Those two guys were there when Reagan was trying to get them home. And boy, they raised an awful lot of noise over there with the bureaucrats who had been covering it up since the end of the war. And I worked with them, and am honored to dedicate the book to General Tye, among others. And bless his memory and his soul. He died several years back. But what a wonderful man.
Yeah, and I've read some of the testimony, and I remember when General Tye was being questioned, and they would ask him not one question, but three questions at one time. Now, that's a standard technique that's used to get you confused, you know.
They got all kind of techniques here in this town, and I'm proud to say we cut through them. We understand the treachery and the trickery and the things that go on behind the scenes. I've been in this town 27 years, and I've seen it inside and out. And I tell the story, Beth and I do, inside and out, good and bad. And the good people we call good and the bad people we call bad, and we'll let the reader decide whether we're right or not. But I'll tell you, these men right now are in underground prisons and in cave prisons in Indochina, and they want to come home.
I'm sure they do. And I wonder how they feel about being betrayed by their own government. What about Colonel Pete?
That out. They can work that out. They can work through it when they get home.
Right. Well, we've got to get them home.
It's all
first,
up to George Bush Jr., and we pray he will do the right thing.
What about Colonel Peak? Wasn't there a Colonel Peak in the DIA?
Mike Peck, yes, sir. Peck. Millard Peck.
Right.
A bona fide, genuine, four-star hero. He was a full-bird colonel that ran the shop, and he had the guts to blow the whistle on them. And when he did blow the whistle... Pardon me, but all hell broke loose, and that's when that helped Bob Smith and Jesse Helms and Strom Thurmond and some other patriots over there get this thing run through the Senate in 1991 to examine, the Senate Select Committee, to examine once and for all. See, when I was in Congress and when Smith was a senator, the lid was on so tight that even a senator or a congressman on the committee of jurisdiction could not see those files. That's how secret they were. And when we finally got them declassified, again, I'm ashamed that it took me 10 years to put this book together. But I'm proud of what it says and how it says it and how it explains things. And the book plus the website, you'll get, I think the reader will get an insight into the biggest cover-up in the history of the United States government, and that's what this one is, because it involves 500, 600, 700 men, proud men, abandoned, and covered it up for 30 years.
Well, it's one of the really great tragedies of our time, and And I know it must have been terribly frustrating for you and even frustrating to try to write this story.
Well, I'm honored to have been able to do it, and I'm honored to be on your show, Dr. Stan.
Well, we've felt very strongly about this for a long time.
I know you have, sir. I know your reputation.
Well, now, of course, at this time, is there anything that the listeners can do?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'll say it, and I'm not trying to sell books. They ought to read this book. Don't buy it. Go to the library and read it, or borrow it from a friend. I'm not a salesman. I'm an intelligence analyst and a former congressman and an advocate for these men who don't have many advocates in this town. John LaBoutelier is up in New York now. He just does his best, but there are very few in this town that speak for these men. I hope they're reading this book, and I hope it's very troubling to them. And I want your readers to know what's in this book. If they can't find it at the library or whatever, go to our website and look at what we have on the website starting Friday, okay? And get a feel for the intelligence, the cover-up, how they did it, and then take it from there. And when the American people get angry, things happen in this town, and maybe enough people will get angry, and we'll get some action.
What about the men they took off to Russia to experiment on?
You know, John LaBoutelier is the expert on that, and indeed he is an expert, and I am confident that they took some. But my emphasis and my expertise, if you will, is strictly Indochina. And it's interesting, I traveled, we talk about it a little bit in the book, I traveled for President Reagan into Laos, which is the country next to Vietnam. It's a communist country, but not as big, not as powerful as Vietnam. President Reagan was willing to swap medical supplies and stuff, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis. Not the missile crisis, but the Bay of Pigs crisis. To swap like Jack Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy did, medical supplies and all that for those prisoners. They did it in 1962, and the president was willing to do that. Hey, it was going to work, and then the bureaucrats got between the president and what he wanted to do, and the whole thing fell apart. But, you know, they in Laos, they don't have nearly as many prisoners, but they got a boatload of them still. So, you know, it's both countries. Did I answer the question right? I apologize. I may have forgotten.
Well, no, I was just asking what the average individual out here can do, and certainly do we want them to get the book? We want them perhaps to get that feeling of urgency.
Well, I think they can write the president and say, Mr. President, please send that team over there. The highest we talk about who he ought to appoint, and send this highest ranking team ever over there and do what Ross Perot suggested to Reagan back in 1987. We talk about this in the book. Perot was trying hard to get these men out, and he's probably the best friend the guy's ever had. And Mr. Perot was telling Reagan, listen, send a team over there, negotiator, whoever, and tell him, don't come back until you bring the prisoners with you. Just go and stay. Don't fly in, do a bunch of ceremonies, have a bunch of bands and banquets and all that stuff, and then fly back and say we couldn't get them. Go and stay until you negotiate a settlement. Because the Vietnamese want to, the Lao want to, they've been begging us in the post-war years, pay us that money, we think we can find your men if you will. And it just takes the will of the American people, or in this case, a president who directs that it be done. And we're a phone call away from getting the president to pick up the phone and calling and saying, "Hey boys, I've decided we're going to solve this thing, or at least give it our best shot." And then we're off to the races. And what guys are we going after? Read the book. Read the website, and you'll know which guys we're going after. Hundreds of brave Americans.
Well, now, certainly, as far as the ones we abandoned there, and I know that I'm sure you've stopped and analyzed them, or any of them staying there voluntarily that didn't want to come home?
The intelligence indicates a handful, but the guys that we're talking about and the ones that we want back, the 600-700, these men are in prison in desperate straits. They are not in some village with some Lao or Vietnamese woman, two or three kids running around smoking dope. No, sir. These are bona fide prisoners of war. They've never broken. Indications are they have never done anything untoward or un-American. They are simply abandoned. And every chance they get, they send a message to the satellite or to a passerby, by a guard, by a defector, by a doctor who is examining them, whoever. Please, if you ever get out of here, tell the U.S. government I'm still here. There's one guy in the intelligence, he's a colonel, he showed up as going to the Vietnamese, one of the POWs, and saying, listen, I know you guys want a bunch of $1 billion and the government won't pay you, my government won't pay you. Release me on parole. I will go back to the States and go around the country giving speeches and raise the money and bring it back and then pay, and if you'll let all my other guys go with me. Then we'll go home.
We'll be right back in a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network and Chris Sime. To remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, we do hope that many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day on about 60 different outlets every week, getting the information out that you're not going to hear elsewhere. Now, we do have a great 4-tape set on Vietnam. What was Vietnam really about? And it really wasn't about fighting communism. We never went over there to fight for communism, and we didn't go over there to fight for the oil, and so that's why you need to get the 4-tape set. We actually get it 4-CD set if you want it, and then we have a 4-tape or CD set on The Men We Left Behind. Very, very powerful. And then we have a four tape set. One man came back. The story of Bobby Garwood. The one man who came back to it. Tell him. Try to tell the American people about all the men we've abandoned. We do carry one book. And we'll be carrying Bill Hinden's book. An enormous crime. But right now we do have Joe Douglas's book, Betrayed. And we'll get hold of the other books just as soon as we can and make that available. We have the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye. They're second-hand copies. A lot of these were intentionally shredded. Well, we do have copies. We have the other book written by Monica Jensen Stevenson entitled Spite House. So we've had a pretty good set of books going to that. Spite House goes into Bobby Garwood, the man who came back, and how they set out to destroy his life and put him in prison. Why? Because he survived. They weren't supposed to survive. Then how do you understand something like this? Why did McCain and Kerry betray the men? Because they're evil. Because Kerry has sworn an oath to the devil. That's part of Skull and Bones. If you haven't got the book Satanic Crimes, you need to get it. And we'll very soon have a four-tape set on Satanic Crimes where you'll hear William Kennedy talk about the ceremonies where the men in Skull and Bones, and believe me, it's both Bush and Kerry, have taken an oath and kneel during their indoctrination, Skull and Bones, kneel to Lucifer. And so you need to have the information. You need to understand what we're up against. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get my new talk, Forbidden Secret. You need to get our new four-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. And then, of course, you need to get the very, very professionally done DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, the next in the series, and Riddles in Stone. The DVDs going into the music industry, they sold their souls for rock and roll. But you see, it isn't just the people in the music industry. People in government and corporations and foundations and some of the biggest men in America have made a pact with the devil. And that's why they're doing exactly what they're doing and working to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And why they betrayed the Constitution, they know what they're doing. That's why they're going to take us into World War III, because they want as much carnage and horror and suffering as possible. That's why our boys over there fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq today is a great diversion, so we don't see what's going on at home here, and as a stepping stone to plunging the world into World War III. And if you think we're going to have a war with the Muslim world and it's not going to affect you, ladies and gentlemen, you're living in a make-believe world. Well, we want you to see what's really going on, and we want you to understand the spiritual forces that are at work and that begin to prepare yourself, not only financially and physically, but spiritually for what lies ahead. We are actually carrying Carrie Ten Boom's excellent book, The Hiding Place. 90 Minutes in Heaven by Don Piper. Two important books just prepare you emotionally and psychologically, understanding why God sometimes does what he does. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be right back here.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You are are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming here to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but please do not call in. Please do not call in unless we ask for calls, because we have with us our good friend from back in Detroit, Constance Cumby, who's been studying the New Age movement and this whole movement towards the New World Order and the New World Religion and the New World Leader, going back to the early 1980s, and her first book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, is a book that had a profound impact on me. And many of us were trying to find out what was really going on, because, of course, if you try to analyze, as we did in the last hour, why we abandoned those boys over there in Vietnam, it doesn't really make sense unless you understand there are other people out there who have a different vision of the world, because they worship a different God. So with that as a background, Constance, thanks so much for being with us on short notice.
Well, thanks for the invitation again.
Tell us now what's going on with our favorite villain, Javier Solana.
Javier Solana. Well, he added a big feather to his cap yesterday, in my opinion. Paul Wolfowitz was removed as the head of the World Bank, and it was for allegedly, and I guess he admitted to doing it, arranging for a high-paying job for his girlfriend with another agency, and which I rather suspect was not the first time that ever happened in recorded history and probably will not be the last. And I rather suspect there was some hypocrisy on the dismissal, although I'm not particularly a Wolfowitz fan. But he was replaced by a very, very interesting person by the name of Robert Zelnick. Zelnick, Robert Zelnick. And Robert Zelnick and Javier Solana are the very closest of friends and have been for many, many years, according to Dr. Solana. And there's good evidence of that on the web from the many apparently cozy pictures together. So it looks to me like Solana's sphere of influence has expanded greatly, and that he has even more influence now, and especially over the World Bank.
All right, fine. Well, of course, certainly it's nice to have friends, you know, running something with billions of dollars at the disposal.
Doesn't hurt.
But then, of course, Javier Solana really is probably the single most powerful man in the world today, but little known to the average individual.
It certainly is appearing that way. Most Americans are still not aware of his name. But he ran NATO for 4 years from 1995 through 1999 and had sole powers to determine when the bomb started and fell, powers that had been granted to no NATO head secretary general before, since he got to give the NATO generals orders and not the countries, and the countries took their direction from Solana rather than the other way around. And he's been the total czar of European military and foreign policy for the European Union and the Western European Union since 1999. And then his powers were added to, he's very powerful, the Transatlantic Alliance. And then he was named Time Magazine's one of 100 most powerful people in the world last year, which is a joke. I think he's close to the top of the list and not just on the list. And then this year, when Angela Merkel and President Barroso of the European Commission.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease-activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Very often do.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Constance has been talking about Javier Solana, and the fact that, of course, he is revered by people all throughout the world, and yet most people don't understand who he is or what he represents, but he certainly is the most powerful man of the European Union, and when he speaks, the leaders of nations listen. And certainly I remember during the Israeli war with Lebanon last year, I mean, I honestly think the Israelis could have won the war. Only Solana went over and talked to Prime Minister Olmert, and the next day Israel stopped their advance, pulled back, and in effect lost the war because Olmert did what he was told to do. It appears that Javier Solana has power that, well, we don't even know where that comes from, do we?
Well, and they've certainly been handing it to him, and it's a mystery to many people as to where it has come from, but he certainly has been amassing power since I've been tracking him, I started tracking him in November of 1995, which was when I discovered him one sleepless night. And started watching very closely and thinking that I must be reading too much in things, but his powers have continued to grow and grow and grow. He pretty much came to power in 10 days of November in 1995. Incidentally, Dr. Stan, I promised newswithviews.com that I would mention the fact that I had articles up there. There's an article up today on Javier Solana and of Robert Zoellick. And the World Bank, and they asked me to give them a little bit of a plug. I hope you don't mind.
I'd rather tell Paul.
WorldwideWeb.newsandviews.com.
Paul is a good friend, and he's actually publishing some of my articles as well.
I saw you up there. Okay.
Anyway, of course, I think that go up there to newswithviews.com. You'll see over on the left side a list of the contributors, and you can just simply go down to Constance Cumby. You click on that, and don't just take off the latest article. Take them all down. Put them in a loose leaf folder or something, and start to read and study them, and really begin to understand how this really fits together.
In fact, we're the featured article today, and I have enormous links and documentation of many, many startling things and links of Dr. Solana's, including some very curious links to Share International. Benjamin Krem's organization's articles up on their Spanish website that show Javier Solana on a page discussing their great world teacher.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Is there a relationship at all between Solana and Benjamin Krem?
That's the $64 question. I have long suspected that there might be. I'm suspecting it increasingly. Especially since the website appeared, which is approximately 2003, they started posting up on pages, and they didn't post it on the English page. Javier Solana is very paranoid about premature disclosure of his activities, and Benjamin Krem has also been quite paranoid about some of our exposure of his activity. And so, interestingly enough, they had this up on a Spanish website, but it was talking about Javier Solana being at the London School of Economics with Anthony Giddens, and gee, isn't this wonderful? He's saying things very similar to what our Maitreya is saying. And it was on a page talking about the great world teacher, although it was in Spanish, El Instructor del Mundo. And I have wondered if they weren't trying to send people some type of a hint. I don't know. Like I said, that's a $64 question. Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, for our listeners out there, those of you who do not know the writings of Benjamin Krem and his Share magazine and his flyer that comes out called The Emergence, Benjamin Krem claims to be in touch with one of the ancients of wisdom who regularly channels some information about the coming world leader. And Benjamin Krem says he's just staying there. He's waiting to come now. Of course, we wouldn't know this man as the Antichrist. And of course, Krem has been fronting for him for 25 years now.
Yeah, I have more than once started to suspect that might be the case, because one thing, I have wondered why Javier Solana was so terribly worried about some of my activities, and because there are literally thousands of people analyzing him, and I really don't think they'd be bothering with me except they thought I'd hit some sensitive nails on the head.
All right, because Constance has been studying this man's going back to 1995, and there's so many suggestive things that he will play an important part in the end time scenario. Certainly, Christians recognize the significance of the number 666.
Well, Javier Solana created his job, present job with the European Union, was created with section 666 of the Europa Codified Documents, and that was created in December of 1998. And then he recommended that his powers be boosted through the 10-nation Western European Union he had been given exclusive control of. And he introduced a bill in June of 2000, the year 2000, in the Western European Union. And the bill was called Recommendation 666. And paragraph 12 of that bill recommended that, among other things, that he be given emergency powers to convene the Council of the European Union in the event of an emergency.
So, I mean, you could say, well, that's just a coincidence, or...
Yeah, like I said, that might be a coincidence, and Benjamin Krem using his name might be another coincidence. And it might be a coincidence that his name, somebody had pointed out to me, and this was the strangest of all. They told me I had to look at the Bible code. And I said, I put no stock in that whatsoever, and neither should you. I gave him a good tongue-lashing. And they persisted and said, you have to look at this. You have to look at this. And they said they had the software. They had thought they might find a clue or two as to the Antichrist's identity. And they said they ran all the usual suspects' names through, and nothing meaningful appeared on anybody. And then they said they inputted Javier Solana's name, and it came up on every last prophecy in the Bible like a crossword puzzle on the Antichrist. Now, it's probably another coincidence. My jury's still out on it, but it is there. I've looked at it many times myself. And poor guy, his just name just seems to pop up everywhere, and he seems to have a affinity for the number 666, and another thing he has an affinity for is the unfinished Tower of Babel, which he's used for numerous propaganda posters for the European Union, saying Europe, many tongues, one voice, and saying they're going to accomplish what was failed in the past, the completion of this Tower of Babel. And they actually use it for their European Union symbolism.
In fact, they've even built a building in Strasbourg that simulates the unfinished
the
Tower
EU
of Babel.
The EU Parliament building, right. That's right.
And so, basically, the European Union is the first stepping stone towards the reconstruction of this world order.
Yeah. Well, it might be that there was a Satanist with a sense of humor who was hired as an architect, and nobody else caught it because they were so biblically illiterate in Europe. And it might all be a big coincidence. I haven't ruled that out, but it certainly is interesting. It certainly bears watching.
Well, of course, I think that people don't understand how the European Union is set up. And, of course, the European Union now has expanded and taken a lot of Eastern European countries, but there still is a Western European Union, isn't there? And how many nations are in?
There are 10 permanent members,
right.
The last of which was to join was Greece in 1995, and that is Javier Solana's true power base because he does have absolute control over that. They were supposedly going to disband it and hand it to him for his last year to wind down. And then when he wrote Recommendation 666, he noted that the Brussels Treaty under which they were established basically prevented their shutting it down. And so they couldn't shut it down. It's been such a bully pulpit for him. So that last year of operation has lasted for a very long time. And the Western European Union countries have weighted voting power in the European Union and in the Council of the European Union. And if he has difficulties with the European Union, he has the WEU, which he does control. And that's where much of the military planning, budgets, meetings of the weapons manufacturers, so on and so forth, the armaments, the various spy mechanisms, they're doing this under the umbrella of the Western European Union.
All right. And, of course, now they have their own separate military, don't they? In other words, the Western Military Union has a Western
Union. Well, what they are doing, they supposedly, and I've wondered how much of this is a joke, because they set a target date, which they met for 2003, of having 60,000 troops, which they haven't, and then a backup of a couple hundred thousand, so they could have 60,000 active troops at any time. And they have set up various military forces and expeditions, which have gone places. He has an expedition in the Balkans. He has an expedition in the Congo. He has various military operations in place. They are under Javier Solana, and they report to him through a British underling, but Javier Solana is the top dog on the chain of command, and many times he goes and leads those battle groups personally. They also have, but more importantly, he has called for merging all of the EU resources, and military resources, which is much more like a couple million. And he wants to merge the combined military budgets and armaments of these countries. And there we're looking at approximately, minimally speaking, 200 billion euros. and he wants to combine those. And I think that's probably much closer to the reality of what he has. Interestingly enough,
hold that thought right there.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Costas is talking about this strange treaty that was originally supposed to have gone into effect in the late 1900s and really 1990s. It didn't, and in fact, it really wasn't put into being until the year 2007. It is to be for 7 years. At the middle of the year 2010, it'll be reevaluated to determine whether Israel should be kept into this. And, of course, this is a treaty. Is this a treaty, really, that's going to have a great deal of impact on Europe and that Israel is incidental, or is Israel in any way pivotal to this treaty?
Well, Israel is considered, a lot of the fuss, Javier Solana has said he intends to find a permanent solution to the Israeli problems in the Middle East, the Israeli-Palestinian problems. And that supposedly it's going to ensure peace and a zone of rest for Israel from some of the Middle East the patterns. But it looks to me like they're really gearing up very strong, that they really have no intention of making anything more than the temporary thing. There are already big forces, big-time forces in Europe that have been campaigning even now to break it. And one of them is Greta Duisenberg, whose husband, Wim Duisenberg, used to be the head of the European Central Bank and is still an extremely powerful man. And she has actively been campaigning to have the European Union break its Treaty of Association, and it was in effect before, but it's supposed to have been strengthened and added to and enhanced with the new seven-year treaty. There is interesting prophecy in Scripture. He shall confirm the treaty with many for 7 years, and he would break it halfway through. And it's very interesting that this is a seven-year treaty that has a halfway through, three-and-one-half-year review period, and basically is being treated as a probationary period for the first 3.5 years. Greta Duisenberg said she wanted 6 million signatures in the European Union on her petition drive against Israel, and that's a very important symbolic number to the Jewish community because of the longtime figure of 6 million having been killed in the Holocaust. So she said she wants 6 million signatures against Israel.
Okay, now, so basically does she want them to keep Israel out of the treaty? Is that her
idea? Yeah, but she would like to see it broken right now. And it's interesting because the Simon Wiesenthal Institute asked Javier Solana to revoke her European Union passport. There's two. They have level of passport. They have passport for everybody, and that was a joke because, in my opinion, she would not have been doing it unless she had had at least Javier Solana's secret blessings. So he's working both sides. He's friends with everybody, but he's played a very, very clever game. And sometimes when you're everybody's friend, you're nobody's friend.
Well, of course, we've seen him over there, of course, talking to Ahmadinejad in Iran, and I'm sure he's negotiating with the Americans, trying to quell the drive for war in the Middle East. What's your impression? Do you think there's going to be a war over there? I'm talking explosive war.
What I think might happen, it's hard to say. I think eventually there is going to be some kind of horrible war over there, and there's not a doubt in my mind that he might intend to even take us out. I think he's been isolating us, marginalizing us.
You're speaking now.
The isolation of us has increased, and I don't know all the dynamics, but a lot of them are very apparent to me because his grandfather, Salvador de Madariaga, the Spanish writer and diplomat, was absolutely dead set against the Monroe Doctrine. In fact, he considered the Monroe Doctrine of the United States one of the leading impediments to world peace. And it was said that Javier Solana hated the United States for its support of Franco in the past. And during the Vietnam War, Javier Solana, and afterwards, for a long time, was on the United States subversive list. And then, to everybody's surprise, in Spain at least, the Spanish press was dumbfounded when Javier Solana was named the new head of NATO in 1995, because Javier Solana had gained fame as Spain's best-known opponent of NATO. He had harangued crowds saying, "We are radically opposed to Spain's entry into NATO." And then November 30th, 1999, 10 days after he had signed the treaty with Israel and 3 days after he had convened the Barcelona conference, he was made the new head of NATO. and the Spanish breasted wife. Anybody had predicted this even 5 years ago, they would have been locked up as a total lunatic.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this Constance can be. Constance, before we go on, let's get your blog spot out. And
my blog spot? First of all, I do have an article up. I am one of the lead stories on newswithviews.com today. And so if you go to newswithviews.com, you can pull that up. And I have very important links. And I do have the same story up on my own blog spot, which is worldwideweb.cumbie.com. Blogspot, blogspot.com. And additionally, I'm doing a radio program of my own on Saturdays now, the microeffect.com at 11 o'clock Pacific time and 2 o'clock Eastern time. And that's every Saturday. I think you may be, I think I may have seen your name up there too, or you're a friend of Joe McNeil,
right,
who has that. So. But the blog spot, which is my favorite place to communicate, is worldwideweb.cumbie.blogspot.com.
All right, fine. And so the Constance has fascinating information up there. The thing is that the exciting things are happening, have eternal significance. I believe prophetic plans are unwinding today. But connecting the dots is so very, very difficult. Who is this man? Is he simply another casual world player, or is he perhaps somebody who's going to have a profound impact on the lives of everybody listening to this program?
There's a word, a New Age word called emergence.
Right.
And, of course, Lucis, the Tara Center, and you've got some of their books and looked at them. And there's a former head a former administrator of Fulbright scholarships, which maybe coincidentally, maybe not, Javier Solana had a Fulbright scholarship, but Wayne S. Peterson. And they talk about emergence, that something is emerging, and that when this thing is done, that the face will be very familiar to everybody. It'd be a face that they've seen many times. It's occurred to me that maybe the face, maybe not, maybe the face could be that of Javier Solana. And if so, if there are a number of fanatics in these esoteric causes who are plugged into something where they're seeing and hearing things the rest of us are not, actually it's delusion, illusion, but they think that it's something very real. They think they're plugged into something that's super powerful and enables, makes them powerful, and if a little bit of makes them feel good and strong, then more must be ready. And a number of them seem to be centered around Javier Solana and plugged into this. And it's occurred to me that he's been slowly but surely and emerging, if he's the one.
Well, I think it's very interesting for our listeners to know that they anticipated there would be an emergence back in the early 1980s, and they spent millions of dollars running
ads. They were totally convinced this thing was going to come to pass in the 1980s, and despite the disinformation that it wasn't happening, it was happening. And they were frightfully geared up for it, and they really thought it was going to happen, that everything was coming down, that the events of the tumultuous events of the 60s had prepared the world for it, the advent, the hippies, the youth culture, the whole thing. And they really thought they were going to pull it out. They were convinced that they were safe from disclosure, that nobody but an initiate could understand their teachings. They basically were in shock. Benjamin Krem had given speeches in the 1980s, starting in the 70s, starting in 75, and through 1981 when I heard him, that by the time that the Christians would eventually catch on and there would be an outcry at that time, but when it happened, it would be too late to stop them. And they were just dumbfounded when opposition materialized to them, that when they developed a backlash long before they anticipated they would develop a backlash. And many of them had to go crawling back in their little holes and basically work quietly under scenes, sometimes even deny there was a New Age movement while calling it other names such as Radical Center, Cultural Creative, so on and so forth. But they are very much back on the militant march now. It's many times many of the very same players that we saw starting in the early 80s and even before then. The early 80s was when I started tracking it in 1981. My book was released in 1983. And I really think God was not going to let anything happen until there was a warning. That part of the prophecies were that the Word of God would go out worldwide first, and that people had to have fair warning. God doesn't do anything unless he gives people fair warning first. But I think that they had boasted in the early 1980s, they were going to succeed that time, whereas in the past they had failed, because modern communications had encircled the globe beyond any possibility of retreat. But it encircled the globe for us, too, beyond any possibility of retreat. And so they are grumbling now and griping, and they're very worried about the Internet, which they thought was just exclusively their game. And Javier Solana, for one, has been griping that the fundamentalists have been using the global village to full advantage. And that, but people have had fair warning, and the modern communications are out there and a thousand times faster, maybe a million times faster than they were in the early 1980s when I started tracking. And nothing can happen until God's ready. And if God's ready, there's nothing we can do to stop it. But I think if God's ready, we'd better be. And I think we need to take a very sobering look at the time. And it might be that it's God's time for us, if not the rest of the world. We'd better be ready at all times anyway.
Well, because we're told before the man of sin will be exposed, why, there's going to be a great falling away of the Christian church. Now,
and there has been a tremendous, tremendous apostasy.
There certainly has been. And it is amazing, especially at this time in history now, that Rhonda Byrne is out there and selling millions of copies of her books and DVD and being featured on Oprah and Larry King. And, of course, this whole thing that she's pushing is basically, message of the Garden of Eden. You are God. You can manipulate the universe with your mind. You know, just go ahead and give into it. And but basically,
this has been mass brainwashing on many levels. The secret for the adults that want to plug into something. Harry Potter books for the kids. And did you ever notice the people buying the Left Behind books usually aren't buying the Harry Potter books, and vice versa? Not that I agree with everything in the Left Behind books, but it's like there's just almost been a dividing up of sides.
Oh, I think there's got to be a very definite dividing of a side. The only trouble is I'm worried that a lot of Christians are getting the wrong message.
People are desensitized to it. They think if it's happening in real time, it can't be happening.
Right.
It can be happening as plain as the nose on their face because there's been false alarms before. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's really noticing the obvious. And it's very frightening to see that these things are coming down and people are asleep, but then Jesus warned that it would be that way. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. He also compared the days to Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot, and remember Lot's wife. And we were given plenty of warnings. We were certainly told what to look for. And, yeah, if Jesus didn't know the day nor the hour, certainly Satan doesn't know the day nor the hour, and so he certainly has had his own wannabes through history. But there is going to come a time it's going to happen. And if that happens, I'd rather be over-prepared than not prepared at all.
All right, of course, but the main preparation would be your preparation as far as your relationship with the Lord.
Exactly. It said that in Scripture, they overcame the beast by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. It didn't say anything about a bigger and better RV, gold, guns, and groceries, as one commentator said. It is our relationship with God, and I think that the thing is going to be like a test. The Scripture speaks of the hour of temptation, which would come upon all the earth like a snare. And these things are coming. I've wondered about the World Wide Web itself. It is very enticing. And last Saturday, I was watching CNN, and to my horror, they were talking about tracking troops. And then they said there were certain troops, and they were talking about Iraq, that had been equipped with tracking devices. They said they were keeping secret which ones they were, because if the enemy, which also had equipment that could read tracking devices, knew where they were, they could ambush them. And so a lot of good for the tracking devices. But then to my horror, I watched them on television injecting microchips evidently into soldiers' arms, and they said that was one of the technologies being employed.
How do you mean? They were putting in some sort of a chip into the soldiers?
They were inserting chips in the human body.
I see, okay.
Microchips.
Well, I have no question at all that this is an important part of this whole idea of the mark of the beast. And there are a lot of people out there that will tell you, oh, don't be afraid to take the chip.
Oh,
it all has to do with worship, you know. Don't go ahead and take the chip, you know. There's nothing to be concerned about. Well, I think
it's just like Eve, don't go ahead and eat that fruit. It won't hurt you a bit.
Right.
We've all been paying the price ever since. And I figure that might be our test, just like Adam and Eve weren't supposed to touch that fruit. If God said don't touch it, I'm not smart enough to second-guess him.
Well, I will tell you that there's an awful lot of money being put out right now, and they're giving away free books to convince people. Just go ahead and take the chip. That has nothing to do with the devil.
They brought a theologian on the 700 Club once, Joseph Kikasola from Regent University, to say that there were no theological risks whatsoever to taking the implanted chip. He said, only if it's compulsory do you have to worry about it being a sin. Well, hey, before you start drafting, you always take volunteers.
Right. Well, I think that we live in certainly the most exciting times in history, and most people have no idea what's
going on. And, Dr. Stan, if I were, there is no defense, there is no scriptural defense to crossing that line and accepting the mark of the beast. But if I had to defend it, if I had to defend it before the heavenly bar of justice, I somehow think that it might be a better defense, a mitigating defense, that I had a gun and there was a gun to my head, there was a gun to my kid's head, rather than I did it because it was my free choice.
Right. Well, I think we're in for some very, very difficult times that lie ahead. We see that everything is in place. The president has passed all sorts of edicts that allow him to have martial law. Certainly we know that they put up the money for the concentration camps. They've done away with the posse comitatus law. They've done away with the right of habeas corpus.
Yeah.
They've done away with the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. And under any circumstances now, as a result of the directives were signed within this past month, the president can simply declare a national emergency, and of course he is the ultimate dictator in America, and this is done without the consent of our elected representatives or the American people. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders, and where is the outcry from our political leaders? And of course it's deafening in its silence.
March 21st, a new global security initiative was launched. I'm sure it was in the works much longer, but it was officially launched in the United States, the Brookings Institution, and Javier Solana gave the keynote speech, and Strobe Talbot, former head of World Federalists and former advisor to President Clinton, sat on the platform, and Carlos Pasquale, and they said that their new... they were going to gather international experts to build domestic and international support for multilateral arrangements that can foster international peace and security for the next 50 years. And Javier Solana said, like Dean Acheson, that he had been present at the birth of a new world order, the creation of a new world order. And it's these people are not playing. They are putting this machinery in place. These integration agreements are being signed around us. Many countries around us have signed them. And we either play ball with them or we are marginalized. And I think what we're watching right now with, for example, the oil prices are obscene. In fact, I'm thinking of taking a bicycle to work. I wish we had California weather to do it.
Well, I think that we'll look back on $70 a barrel as the good old days. I really think they're going to run that price up, mainly make it so expensive we won't be able to use our cars, and you're going to have to use a bicycle. They know exactly what they're doing. The world is awash with oil. There's no shortage of oil. I mean, this is all done by the cartel. What's the purpose of the cartel? To drive the price up. Cartels are illegal, and yet we go right along with them.
So that they're putting the new mechanisms in place, and they clearly have let Javier Solana be the leader of the new project. And at Brookings, it was, we put this in, and I played a modest role, but he told the truth when he said he launched it.
Well, I think people have to understand that term, the New World Order, comes from a woman named Alice Bailey. And Alice Bailey she channeled 25 books or something from a demonic spirit named
Blanco.
Right?
Yeah.
And because this was her term. I've read things written by the occultists who were commenting on George Bush using that term back in, I think it was 1990.
Right.
September.
In fact, I have a link on my new article that is up both on my blog spot and up with newswithviews.com to some footage, some YouTube footage where you can watch him talking about the New World Order And, you know, his speech for the New World Order, and I've pondered on this many times in light of a New Age book called The Armageddon Script, which was written before these folks suspected they had an enemy in the world who could see through them, 1981 Peter Lemassurier. And his speech was delivered September 11th, 1991, on the New World Order, and that was 10 years to the day before September 11th, 2001. And George Bush said he had worked at the UN with a group of men who sought the coming of a new age, and that he wanted the nations of the world to join, the United States to lead the nations of the world into making that dream a reality. He wanted us to lead the way. And Norman Cousins, who worked with Donald Keyes, these are New Age pioneers that I looked at, analyzed very closely. Donald Keyes said Norman Cousins would give dinner parties for ambassadors at the UN. And at the parties, they would let down whatever hair they had that was supposed to be a joke, and that's how they had basically politically maneuvered these things. Well, George Bush would have been one of the ambassadors at those dinner parties.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Stan. Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we have a fair amount of material of my interviews with Constance. Constance was our guest here at Radio Liberty last November, and we have an excellent DVD of her talk. It's an hour-long talk. We call it The Emergence. And, of course, it starts out with her experience tracking the New Age movement and, of course, ends up with the idea that the world leader is coming and coming very soon. And so that's a DVD and or video called The Emergence. We have a four-tape set of interviews with Constance Cumby, and we carry her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. If you have not read it, all of this is seminal to an understanding of what's happening spiritually today. And then, of course, there's my talk called The Forbidden Secret. There really is a forbidden secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years within the secret societies. It has been known to the philosophers and great men who have tapped into this secret source of energy, secret source of power, and, of course, they've accomplished great and wonderful things, but, of course, at the risk of their eternal souls. And then, of course, we have a new four-tape set called, and this is four-tape or four-CD set, referring to Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, the DVD or the book that sold 4 million copies, and we tell you the secret behind the secret. That's the secret behind the secret. I think you'll find all of this information fascinating. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You need to see Chris Pitto's wonderful award-winning DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. You need to see his second in the series of Riddles in Stone. It goes into the secret architecture of our nation's capital. We even carry a book by that title. You probably didn't know there's a secret architecture there, but it really is. It was laid out in a specific pattern to anticipate America's secret destiny. And what is the secret destiny? Well, America is to be the new Atlantis. America is to be the reconstitution of ancient Atlantis that was destroyed by a great flood in the days of Noah. And as it was in the days of Noah, so would come the return of the Lord. And of course, we find, of course, that there is this belief in the occultists that America is to lead the world into the New World Order, the New World Religion. We are to use our military and financial power to dominate the world. And that's why we have today American troops stationed in 130 nations in some 720 military bases throughout the world. The average American has no idea what's really going on. Or the fact that a small group has taken control of our government and is using it to pursue this ancient plan. And, of course, we have an excellent video with Chris Pinto, a talking game called The Atlantis Connection. That's The Atlantis Connection, which will help to draw this all together. Then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to help us get the information out so that people, so the Christians, will be prepared. Because I personally believe the day is very late, and the time has come when we're going to have to face that there are going to be very serious consequences, that the America we know and love has ceased to be, because wicked people have seized the reins of power in Washington, D.C. So we ask you, of course, to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, if you can, to support our ministry. If not, then to point other people to our website, to our material, and then, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, because if we don't have revival, I see little hope of saving.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. Cardivite is a synergistic seven-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. For info at 888-212-8871 to order or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. President Bush has been urging Iraq's president to step up efforts to reconcile his country's warring ethnic groups. With more, here's correspondent Mark Smith reporting from the White House.
President Jalal Talabani has occurred, but says it's important to reach out to disaffected Sunnis.
Now we are negotiating with them to get them back to the political process.
During a meeting in the Oval Office, President Bush reminded Talabani Congress mandated that Iraqis meet key political benchmarks as a condition of continued aid.
The IRS is warning computer users not to fall for new